spice. If you got good beer, here a little tip that I would like to relate. I said,
here we are.
Yo, Deputy Dizzle.
Hey, Leaf, we got our own background, our own, what would you call this, theme music.
Yeah, yeah, baby, we're themey.
I'm digging it. It has been a while, man.
It's been too long.
It has been too long. I've been difficult to catch. I actually was out on the road. I know I'm kind of...
Yeah. Well, you went to the big city for a show?
I did.
Is that what I hear with my neighbors?
Yeah, it's well known that I don't get out of town very often, but I didn't need to drive. That was a big thing.
That's a seller.
Saw great music in a great venue.
Nice.
The Neptune Theater. You ever been?
Oh, no, but I know what you're talking about.
It used to be a movie theater. They gutted it all out. Right. So now it's just a venue for music. Oh, man, it was cool.
Kind of like the Paramount?
Yeah, In fact, it's run by the same people.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And but you know, it's got all that old style.
Nice.
It's got Neptune, the god Neptune, in the corners, of course. And his eyeballs light up. It's
cool.
It's far out. Yeah. Anyway, I guess you've been out on the road a little bit too.
Yeah. You know, I think we've been in this position before. We're both a couple of busy guys, and I've been busy too. I've been out. Getting out of town to do my fishing and working up at the Loop on the terrain park.
Well, I figured you'd have to be. I mean, there is some ice fishing going on.
Yeah, yeah. I've gotten some reports on the ice fishing from my friends. Greg and his son, sounds like they limited out in like an hour at Davis last night.
Nice.
And my buddy Corey, he's always out hitting it hard. And great reports from Leader and from Patterson. And man, we did have a great time at Leader. Before I started getting kind of too busy at the terrain park, just catching everything. Crappie, bluegill, bass, some large bass, which was a great surprise, and rainbows too. Big ones at that.
How large a bass?
I think the one I pulled out was maybe, 2.5 pounds.
Yeah.
Almost 3. It was ripping some drag. I didn't know what I had for a few there. And on those tiny poles, it's a kick.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's starting to get a little slushy on top, but, I know that we've got enough ice to keep us fishing for a while here, at least a couple, 2 or 3 more weeks, I would anticipate. Mm-hmm. Anything can be, it's a dynamic situation. It changes more, or, slower than a river, but just always, do a test hole or two if you're in doubt. If it's less than, 2 or 3 solid inches of nice, clear ice, then I wouldn't recommend it. But I think everything that you'd want to fish is pretty good right now.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like time to issue a warning or anything.
No, I would just issue the muck boot warning because it's going to be sloppy on top. It might seem a little weird that way, but it's just from that little bit of temperature change we've had recently. So just be prepared to get your feet wet if your boots aren't waterproof.
All right. But you did find some moving water. Not here, but...
Oh, man. Yeah, finally some nice open moving water. I've been a couple times to the Wenatchee and once to the Okanagan. I went over, caught fish at both now. I went down there and took a trip with my dad and my buddy Brad from Bobber Down, and that was just incredible. We got into about 11 steelhead and one bull trout there at the beginning. And my dad, of course, I got to mention, he got the biggest fish.
Yeah, there you go, Dad.
There you go, Dad. But it was a great time. It went from dumping down snow. We floated up in from Leavenworth down to Peshaston. And so we left Leavenworth in just that, wintry, snowy kingdom that it is. But it was just dumping like silver dollars. And I was looking at lines on the side of the river, wishing I had my board kind of too, And and then somehow halfway through the float, it ended up getting so hot and so sunny that I felt like I got sunburnt on my face. And we were in our t-shirts fishing for the last half of the trip.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. It's a beautiful river, especially up in there.
Yeah.
And like we've talked about in the past, though, very big. So, being in the boat was definitely a great thing. I've caught some fish from the bank, and I did, yesterday or day before last time I was down there. Mm-hmm. But, to be in a boat is just great on that river because it's so big.
Did you see many other people out?
That day of fishing, we saw, when I was with my buddy Brad, we saw one other group when we were leaving as we were running our shuttle back up. They were fishing the first hole that we'd fished that morning. Mm-hmm. And then in my, 3 times out in the last few days down there, I've seen nobody. Oh, wait, no, I did see 2 people at one hole.
But not much.
Yeah, no, it's not a huge amount of pressure. I think it's mostly a local thing down there. I don't see why more people don't check it out, because mm-hmm. when the Met Howe is closed, or even when the Met Howe is open, it's still, it's a great river.
Yeah.
It, especially if you're with somebody like Brad that knows the place really well, mm-hmm. That makes a big difference. Or like I say, a boat, mm-hmm. you know, that helps too.
Well, yeah, obviously. And you're with a boat with your dad too? In the
Yeah, we went, Brad and my dad and I went in his boat, and that was, it was really cool. I hadn't floated the Wenatchee before, so mm-hmm. that was really neat to get to. Get in there and check it out. It's just a much larger river, so it definitely gave me a little bit of pause, at least on taking my smaller boat down that thing.
I'll bet.
And just, you know, the levels change so much. I would float it at that, what, 1,500 that it was at, mm-hmm. but that thing can crank up to like 30,000 in no time, and there's fishable levels in between, but mm-hmm. I don't know about, you know, much over 5,000, but still, just even doing that stretch that I was in, mm-hmm. at two or three times the level, it would be a little bit crazy. You might want to definitely have a whitewater raft.
Okay. And probably a guide.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say call Brad when it comes to Bob or Dow when it comes to Wenatchee, because he grew up in Peshastin, so he knows it super well. I never have any doubt that he knows how to negotiate or, you know, navigate mm-hmm. through those rapids and mm-hmm. around those giant rocks that are down there.
Well, that's the thing. It's kind of like it's like the Cascades compared to the Rockies or something, you know. It's bigger.
You know, it goes from looking, it's hard to even compare it to the Met Howe. It kind of falls that fast, but has giant, giant rocks in it. Mm-hmm. And then by the time you turn the corner and come out of Leavenworth, then it starts looking like the Okanagan, because it all of a sudden hits those flats down by all those orchards and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it changes character quickly. And so it just depends on the section you're on. But I know all throughout there, a lot of my rafting buddies go down there for the super big intense waves. That's not usually what I'm scouting in my,
that's not what you're
in
looking
my
for.
Drift boat as much, no.
Yeah. So I got to ask you, since I've got you here, because I've been wondering, I've been, you know, just reporting uh-huh. great, like over 100 inches of snow at the loop.
Yep.
And I've been, in the last, I don't know, couple of weeks, I've been tracking the temperature, and it seems like everything's staying below freezing up there, even though it's, mm-hmm. or, I mm-hmm. mean, below freezing, even though it's above down here in the valley. Is that the way it's been? It's been sticking that way?
You know, it's been super stable up there. I just got back from working on the terrain park.
Yeah.
And I'm just amazed every time. It's maybe a little bit wetter when these giant snows come in up there. But give it a couple of days or a day or two or 24 hours, and this cold, dry air at night sucks all that moisture back out of that snow and doesn't even allow it to form a crust, let alone even any bumps, really. It's just been, you know, it's been perfect. Somehow it's been working out just great. And I usually notice at this time of the year, we'll start to get to this point where the valley seems a little bit more moderate and it starts to get a little bit wet down here. But mm-hmm. I've seen it hold stability up there, you know, in all the years I've been up there working on the terrain park. It just always seems to have that magic window. It's behind that hill in such a way. And don't think just because we have, you know, just a soggy mess down here mm-hmm. that it's crappy up there. And also if it's cloudy down here and low cloud layer, you can bet you're going to be above it up there and take your suntan or your sunblock or whatever.
Because
it's been really sunny up there too. So not even just like the awesome powder, but Blue Jay powder days up there lately.
Well, you know, it's got to be like the best year we've had in recent memory.
At least like 9-10 years ago, there was one season where we opened the earliest ever. It was on Thanksgiving, but that was you know, like 9 years ago or 10 years ago, and mm-hmm. we didn't get the total that we kind of seemed to have. We did open earlier and had good snow throughout, but it seems like this year we're kind of on par, or you know, going to where we're going to have more mm-hmm. than even that year.
Okay, so that brings up, I got to ask you about your freestyle event. You've done it many years now. You got mm-hmm. another one coming up this year. Probably really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
It's been bigger and better every year.
You bet. Got, you know, boards from LibTech again, and all great prizes from mm-hmm. Around town. It's going to be on February 17th. It's that's going to be on a Saturday. And, you know, it's for ages. I always say from kid to dinosaur, you know, and we'll have boards for girls and for guys.
You mentioned that last time, so you want some female
competitors.
We got to
get the girls up. Yeah. It's ladies' day up there.
Okay,
we got to get you girls up there. You know,
And
get a free snowboard.
And speaking for the just the spectators, because uh-huh. I've only been a spectator. You're not going to get this dinosaur out there.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is fun.
Yeah.
It is great fun day for the whole family, really.
Yeah, we're going to have a guy you might know, DJ Noah Constrictor. He's going to be up there.
Heard of him.
And, you know, he just always makes it a good time between his antics and his good tunes. And then you get to see the show, the people going off the jumps. And I do my best in the prize toss to give everybody that's not riding some great prizes, too.
Right, right. It can be really a fun time, even as a spectator. You could be a winner.
Yes, so. Please come up and join the party and you know, cheer those folks on that are up there riding.
And spread the word around the female riders, because
that's right. We got Roxy Snowboards.
So what's the difference between a gal snowboard and a guy snowboard?
I think size? It's more or less just how they're kind of making it for somebody that maybe foot for foot in height is maybe a little bit lighter, and they're of course they're what their weight is in a or whatever in their hips or shoulder, or ours is in our shoulders and theirs is in their hips. So I think they can press a board to kind of make it ride differently for
a little bit of
for
difference.
Just different shape and size people for sure. I mean, I definitely know that to be the case in the different boards that I ride from, you know, your big backcountry sticks to freestyle boards, even for the one size person.
Okay. So tell us again the date.
That's going to be March 17th, that's going to be February the 17th. That's a Saturday. If anybody has any questions, just give me a call, 509-429-7298, and we'll let you know what's going on.
Yeah, but put it on your calendar, the 17th of February. Thanks, Leaf.
You betcha.
All right, let me see if I can find our famous music here. If you got good bait, here a little tip that I would like to relate. I said, man, the fish pie, if you got good bait, I'm gonna fish it. My mama gonna fish it, baby gonna fish it.